tree. Vitola bakukola. And you have now a basket hanging down from this peg, is the pens. And inside this basket is your Erev. It's talking about in the case when you want to make an Erev Tchumen, you want to be able to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. So the Eitzer is, before Shabbos, you put a piece of bread down on the ground where you want to rest, and since your bread is there, you could eat it there, it's called your Mokum is there. Now what about you put the bread in a basket, and the basket is hanging on a peg off the tree? It depends. L'malo mi'asar tefachim. If the basket is 10 tefachim off the ground and the bread is inside the basket, is any ruvi erev. Then the erev is no good. Why? Since the basket, Rashi says, is usually rochav dal, it's at least 4 tefachim wide, and it's yud tefachim high now, so it's called the reshus ha'yochid. So it's as if the erev is in the reshus ha'yochid, and you want to rest on the bottom, on the floor, which is reshus ha'rabim. So you're not allowed to take the bread out of the basket to put it into the floor. So b'zoi, it's not called, you could use this Erev now. So therefore the Erev doesn't help for you. This Erev Tchum, as the Pshat is, we look as if you're resting in that place. And since you have bread to eat there, that's your Mokum Shvisa. But here, the bread is in the Rishus HaYochid. And you're sitting on the floor of Rishus HaRabin. If you can't get the bread out, so it's not called a good Erev. Ma'ashenkein l'matam yutvachim. If the basket is yutvachim down, then a ruvi Erev. Then we say the Erev is called a good Erev. Why? Because since it's not in the Rishus HaYochid, it's lamata meyud. So Taisus asked the kasha, l'chur to still be a karmelis. Anything rochav dal dal dalad that's not gevoya yud is a karmelis b'shus harabim. So it should still be yosa to take something out of the karmelis into b'shus harabim. So Taisus says, like Rashi said before already, that in a kli there's no din karmelis. A kli doesn't have a shem karmelis. So therefore here you'll have to take the bread out of the basket on Shabbos. What's not there to our halacha, if you could be mishtamish with a tree or not, the deed is like this. Taimo denoyetz yesed bilan. Why do we say it's mutter to take the bread out of this basket? As the Braisa said, if the basket is lamata lower than yutvachim, the erev is good. Why is it a good erev? Because you're allowed to take the bread out of the basket. Why are you allowed to take the bread out of the basket? Because the basket was not directly hanging on the tree. It was only hanging on a peg that was sticking out of the tree. As taimo denoyetz yesed bilan. That there was a peg stuck into the tree, and you had now the basket hanging on the peg. Tzadiyah kol le'noitz, mashma, if you did not have the peg sticking out of the tree, you just had the basket on the tree itself. Even if the basket is lower, then yutvachim, still the erev would not be chal. Why? Because since the bread is in the basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, that's called sidei, that's called using the sides of the tree, and you're not allowed to be mishtamash with the side of the tree. So the chiluk, whether the basket is hanging on the tree itself, or whether it's hanging on a peg sticking out of the tree. So the Gemara, v'ohai ta'ina, this is Abayis Raya. V'ohai ta'ina, this ta'ina holds the ko'osa bitzdodin. It says it's osa bitzdodin. Mashpah, if the basket would be hanging from the tree itself, it would be osa to take the bread out of the basket. And still it's mutter, now that the basket is hanging on a peg. Just the peg is attached to the tree. So the peg is considered like the tzad of the ilan. And the basket hanging on it now is considered tzidei tzdodim, like two times removed. There's a chilik between tzidei and tzidei tzdodim. So the chloraya to abaya. And number of papa, zokta papa. Papa wants to give a teretz? No. I'll tell you, Bemisin, this rice is talking about bitzdodim. It's talking about where it's hanging on the tree itself. Or b'zoi, what's the difference? We're talking about a basket that the opening is very tight. That when you take the bread out of the basket, since the opening of the basket is very tight, you have to pull hard on the basket. So if the basket is attached to the tree, then we're afraid when you're going to pull open the basket to get the bread out, you're going to move the tree itself. And then you'll be mishamish with the tree itself. And that's also to mishamish with mechubu with the tree on Shabbos. So that's where a pop is bimiyashav according to Rabbah. That really this brisa holds, tzedodim itself is mutter. There's no enough community between tzedei tzedodim and tzedodim. Both cases would be mutter to mishamish from the tree. But the chesaron here is that since it's a tight opening on the basket, we're afraid when you're going to come to take the bread out, you'll be mishtamish, you'll move the tree itself. So if the basket is attached to the tree, we have this chashash. But if the basket, like the Braisa says, is only attached to a peg sticking out of the tree,
So since it's a little bit away from the tree, then we're not afraid you'll be mishtamish with the tree itself. I was like, Gemara, what's the mask on of a hilchasa? And this is the way we hold halacha. Stodin asurim. The sides of the tree you can't use. But see that stodin mutarim. But two times removed. See that stodim, two stodim, that's mutter. And we'll soon see what the case is. Omer Ravashi. So Ravashi, hashtu the yamrit. Now that you tell me, stodim asurim, that you're not allowed to use the size of a tree, hai darga de midloi. If you have a ladder that you want to climb up, if you want to go up to a sukkah on top, you want to go up to the roof, so you want to use a ladder to climb up, is lalinche inish adikle. A person should not let the ladder lean on the palm tree, on the tree. Why? To have a stodim. Hey, this is the case of the mishtamish with its sad of a tree. Hey, the ladder itself, you're allowed to climb up the ladder. But since the ladder is leaning against the tree, it's called you be mishtamish with mechuber. But you're not walking up the tree itself. You only be mishtamish with the side of the tree. That's also. Elo, what's the yetzah? Linche agavza lebar midiklo. Let the ladder lean against something like a peg sticking out of the tree. Something else, not the tree itself. So memelo, the peg itself coming out of the tree is called its dodim. That's the sides. Now that the ladder is leaning on that, the ladder is tzidetz dodim, and tzidetz dodim is mutter. So the more vayta v'chisolik, and when you go up the ladder, le'linich kare agavza, you should not put your feet on the peg itself, because if you put your feet on the peg, since the peg is the dodim of the tree, you're going to be mishtamish with the side of an ilum, which is also elalisnach akanim. So let your legs, let your foot only go on the planks of the ladder itself. So since the ladder is only attached to the peg, and the peg to the tree, so the ladder itself is called the tzidetz dodim, and that's mutter to use on Shabbos.
Young mother mission. Matirin pikiyai omir lifnei behema. This is a shalif, not to be matriach yourself to feed behemis, give them food on Shabbos. So pikiyai omir means bundles, tied up bundles of stalks. You allowed to untie them on Shabbos to give to the behema, lifnei behema. The knot was not a knot shel kayoma. That's nisi deraisa. But inside the kesher wasn't the kesher shel kayoma. You light out matriach yourself, untie the knot to spread out the tefua. Or mafaspespin es hakipin. Mafaspin also you could spread out the tefua. Mafaspespin es hakipin means also spread out the tefua that's bundled together. In order to make it easier for the animal to eat, you light to spread out the tefua to give to him to eat. But the zirin that you can't feed the animal with. Zirin you're not allowed to feed the behemoth with. That you can't feed him with. Abulayas zirin. We'll see in the Gemara what zirin is. That small type of tefuah is not so ripe yet. It's unripe tefuah. Ein maraskin loyas hashachas v'loyas hacharuvin lifnei behemoth. You're not allowed to maraskin means like chop up. The shachas, that's the unripe tefuah. V'loyas hacharuvin, that's a boxer. You can't chop it up lifnei behemoth. To give it to the behemoth teeth on Shabbos. Bein daka ben gasa. Whether you have a big behema or whether you have a small behema, both you can't do on Shabbos. We have Yehuda mate becharuvin ladaka. We have Yehuda that was mater with charuvin to give to a daka. He was mater to chop up his boxer to give it to a behema daka. So Rashi learns piki yomer koshin shel shibolim. That's the stalks of the tefuah. Sheoidin they are tied together. Matirinoisin sheyolechem a behema loichli. You could untie it on Shabbos. That the behema will be easy for the behema to eat it. It's good to spread out the tefuah in front of the behemoth. It's good for them to eat it. Because if the tefuah is squashed together, it gets very hot. It doesn't smell so good. The behemoth doesn't like it. So therefore, to make the behemoth enjoy his meal better, you're allowed to spread out the tefuah. But Mishnah says, yeah, keeping also. Rashi Mefarsh b'Gemara v'chein zirin. What's the chil between keeping and zirin? The Mishnah says abloyes zirin. Zirin is also. The Gemara will explain why zirin is also. Then ein meraskin means ein mechaskin. You can't chop it up into small pieces. Shachas, that's eisev shel tefuah, the grass of the tefuah before it's ripe. Vuas pasto, that's the unripe tefuah, wheat. Or mishum the tirchot leitzarichu. This is called the tirchot leitzarich. You don't have to chop it up. If the animal can eat it the way it is, you don't have to chop it up. That's a tirchot leitzarich. It's also if you demate becharuvin ledakot, he's mati you to chop up the boxer to give to a young animal. Sheshinei dakos bekoshenor. That's a young animal. The teeth are very soft, so he needs it to be chopped up in order to eat it. It's not called shlo leitzarich. That's called a big tzarich. Therefore, it's mutter.
That's the Mishnah.
The Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein kipin. And when the Mishnah says peki, and then the Mishnah says kipin, it's really the exact same thing. No pekiyin trei. Pekiyin means it was tied two bundles together. Kipin tlosa. Kipin means you have three bundles together. Now these two things are mutter. So Rashi, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein kipin. Kulan koshin shel shebolim. Both of them means the hard parts of the stalks. Hein. Miyo pekiyin trei. Shenen kshurun ela b'shnei roshim. Pekiyin means only tied on two ends of it. And kipin tlas means kshurun gimel agudim. Three of them are tied together. That's the chiluk. But they're both the exact same type of stuff. It's both these hard stalks. And zirin, what does zirin means? That zirin the arzi. Zirin, that's the third thing. That's something different. That's young shouts of arzi, of cedar trees. Trashi zirin the arzi. Anofim lachim, the wet leaves. Shall eris from a cedar tree. Shem azadin noisun avoidim lachim, when they're very wet. Ruin lebehema. It's roi for behema to eat these leaves off the cedar tree. But most people let this resin become nice and hard, and then they use it for wood later on. But when it's young and ripe, it's very soft, a behemoth could eat it. So this is the Pshat in the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Matirin, you could untie Piki Omer. If you have bundles of the stalks, you can untie them on Shabbos. Lifnei behemoth, in order to make it easy for the behemoth to eat it. Or Mafasfasfin, Huadin, you could spread out the Tfuam. Vuhuadin lekipin. And the same halacha applies to keeping. Whereas the halacha of pekiyin and keeping have the exact same halacha, that you're allowed to untie and spread out both of them, whether the bundles of two or bundles of three, you could untie it and spread out both of them. And the Mishnah says, avoloyes hazirin, that's also. But zirin, we're saying that this young shoots from the cedar tree, that's also. Loy lefaspes, you can't spread them out. Loy lehater, if they're tied up in a bundle, you can't untie them. That's the way Rav Huna learns Pshat now Mishnah. Rashi Bochi Koma, Matirin Pien Omel Mufasusin, the Chivan, the Mikor Uchleninu, since they're both an Eichel, Mutter Lutroyach Behem, Leachshirim, Lemesakin Lo. That since Demesin, it's edible now to the Behemah. So since it's called an Eichel already, he holds you allowed to be Matriach, bother yourself to make it easier for them to eat it. The Esakipin, the same thing, Afain Matirin Mufasfes, you can untie it and spread it out. The Afagab, the Nafish Tuchai, even though it's more of a Tirchuk, was just three bundles, still it's Mutter. But zirin, that's also. Leila fastfes, you can't spread it out. Leila hatir, not to untie the nuts. Why the chiv and the mikora? Stamayu lav uchlam. Since at the beginning, it's not called an oichel yet. Like we said, this young leaf. Usually, people leave it to become hard into a piece of wood. So right now, it's not called an oichel for an animal yet. Vahashdu the mishavil uchla. And now you are going to make it into an oichel. Heavenly alude uchla b'shabes. If you're going to go and untie or make these resin edible, it's called you're making like a piece of wood into an eichel. That's also to do on Shabbos. That's Rav Huna's svara. Well, so said Allah, we don't hold like Rav Huna. But his svara is if you have an eichel, something that's edible for the animal, then you're allowed to be matriach yourself, make it nicer, make it more appetizing for the animal. But something that's not edible yet, no, you first have to cut it up to make it edible, that's also to do on Shabbos. It's called an issur of you being midrabbonin because you're creating food. You're not allowed to create food on Shabbos. Tos out Rav Huna. Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says, my time with Rav Huna. What's the svar in Rav Huna? He yells Kosova. Lemitrach buchlor tachinen. You're allowed to be matriach work on an oichel. Of a leshav yeochlot to make something into a food. Le meshavina. That you're not allowed to create. You're not allowed to create the food on Shabbos. That's Rav Huna's svar. So more Rav Huna. Yav Yehudi Romar. Hein hein pekiyin, hein hein zirin. Rav Yehuda learns a little bit different. He learns pekiyin and zirin are the same thing in the Mishnah. They're both these hard stalks of the tfua, the stalks. Pekiyin though, trei. Pekiyin means a bundle of two of them. And zirin, even though the Mishnah says loyesa zirin, he learns that means tlosa. That's three. There are three bundles of stalks, that's called zirin. And two bundles is called pekiyin. Now kipin, what does the Mishnah mean when it says kipin? That's the arzi. He learns for care. Kipin is the yarzi. Kipin is the leaves off the cedar tree that right now is not edible, and by you cutting it off, you're making it edible. Vachikoma, this is what the Mishnah means according to Rabbi Yehuda. Matirin pekiye omer lefnei behemer. You're allowed to untie a bundle of stalks in front of the animal. Abel pisfusei loy. But to spread them out in front of the animal, that's awesome. Because he holds, since it's called an oichel, you're not going to be matriach yourself with an oichel. You can't do anything to the oichel. You can't spread out the oichel. Yeah, that's also. Now v'kipin, that's also, that's kipin, that's the leaf of the cedar tree. He owes pispusre namim mefasvinim. Kipin, which faker, right now it's not an oichel, it's not roy teeth. Usually you leave this leaf ready on, leave it to grow on the tree to become a hard piece of wood. So now if you want to cut it off not cut it off, it's cut off before Shabbos. If you want to chop it up, it's called, or spread it out, that's called you're making an oichel. See, holds you're allowed to make an oichel on Shabbos. Faker, kipin, the thing that's not an oichel, pispusre namim mefasvinim. You're allowed to spread them out on Shabbos. Avoloi hazirin, but the zirin, that's something, the stalks, that is an oichel already, that you can't spread out. It's a diak lefisfus, you can't spread them out. Elolahatir, it's only mutter to untie the bundles. So the kids have Yehuda holds, you're allowed to untie the bundles, that's like doing nothing. But pispusre, to spread it out, that's called you be matriach yourself. So you matriach yourself on something that isn't oichel already, he holds that's also. Adimor says, Omar Rova, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what has been Rabbi Yehuda? How come he's more makel by this arz of this leaf that's not an oichel, rather than the other things, the stalks that are oichlin? Because he holds the sfera like this, not where we hold halacha. Kisavar, shav yeuchla mishavinet. Fakert. If the animal can't eat it the way it is now, it's not called an oichel for him, the Rabbanu will make you, you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. So you're allowed to do something to the food to make it edible for the animal. So mainly the kipin, which according to him is this leaf from the cedar tree, since the way it is now, the animals won't eat it. You're allowed to be masfasfeis, spread it out to make it edible for the animal. You're allowed to be mishavi uchla to the animal. Mashenkein is ksava shibuya uchla mishavinen, or the mitrach be uchla loitachinen. But if you have these stalks, that the animal could eat the stalks, it's edible and he could eat it. No, you want to spread out the stalks to make it more appetizing for the animal, that's awesome. You're now going to be matriach yourself for an oichel for the animal. That's called shlele tzarech. Like monoshuk, you have stalks here that are edible. So the animals will eat them. So you want to make it a little bit nice, you want to spread it out easier for him, that's awesome. Now going to be matriach yourself for the animal. But if you don't have an oichel, it's not edible for him, so since you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos, you're allowed to like be mishav, you're allowed to work to make the food good. Avad, you're not doing your malach here. It's only like it's shavu should be awesome. But the Rabbanan, he holds there's no issim the Rabbanan. The Rashi says here, Ulmativo the shavu uklo mishum tsar behemishari. Since if you don't feed the animal to be tsar, mishum tsar the behem of the Rabbanan will mati you. Our pispus light, but stam to spread out its food, the Rabbanan will mati you. The sagale biatora. It's enough for the animal to eat it after you untie the knot. And the male of the animal will eat it. To spread it out, that's called the tirchas tam, to make it more appetizing, that's also for an animal. So the Maratanat. So you're in the learned halacha, our Mishnah says, Ein maraskin es hashachas.
If she wants to take a look now, let's see if anybody's back to the Mashiach, if anybody's there.
Tanan, yeah, we learned here, Ein maraskin es hashachas v'yes hacharuvin l'fnei behema. As you're not allowed, it says in the Mishnah, you can't chop up the shachas, that's the unripe tfuah, the esacharuvin, the box of lefnei behema. You can't chop it up on Shabbos. Bein daka, bein gasa. That's the Tanakama. Whether you have a young behema or a big behema, you can't chop it up for it. So the Moz Medayik, now my love, charuvim dumi the shachas. We're talking about this boxer that doima to shachas. Shachas is what is this unripe tfuah. Now my shachas, just like shachas, unripe tfuah, that means the young wheat before. So my love charuvim dumi the shachas, that the boxer is doima to the unripe, the young tfuah, the young wheat. Ma shachas, just like shachas, the rechicha, it's soft. Usually unripe wheat is very, it's when it's first growing, it's very soft. Is af charuvim who are in this boxer we're talking about in the Mishnah is also the rechichi. It's also a very soft boxer. Alma sechifan al mishnah loy tachina biuchlo, that we're talking about it soft, so the animal could eat it. So since the animal could eat it the way it is now, this shachas and this charuvim, that's why the Mishnah says ain maraskin. You're not allowed to chop it up, make it more appetizing for the animal. So lechura tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Lechura, this is a riot to Rav Yehuda and a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one that said, Fakert, if you have an oichel, you're allowed to be matriach yourself to make it more appetizing for the animal. It's only also to chop up something that's not edible. But if it's edible, you can do what you want. And the Mishnah is mashmano. The Mishnah says ain't maraskin. You can't chop up this boxer and this shachat, even though it's very soft. The animal could eat it anyway. So you see, you can't be matriach yourself with an eichel. Omalok Rafuna, no, it's not shver. Omalok Rafuna, loy, that's not pshat the Mishnah. I'll tell you shachas dunya de cheruvim. The Mishnah, when it says shachat, is unripe tfuah, it means dunya de cheruvim boxer. That ma cheruvim the akushay. His boxer, like we know, it depends. When it's very soft, it's still green. When it's very young, it's still soft. But shankin later, when we see when it gets black, it's very hard. So the Mishnah means charuvim, hard boxer. And who was in shachas? Af shachas, the yakushi, that is very hard. So the mele, it's not edible for the animal right now. So that's where Rav Huna learns from the Mishnah. So Rav Huna learns, if you have something that's not edible for the animal, you're not allowed to cut it up to make it edible for the animal. Midirabonim, that's also, that's called Yibi Mishava Uchla, it's also to be Mishava Neuchel. So that's how Rav Huna learns Pshan the Mishnah, that the Shachas is doing it to the Cheruvim, they're both very hard. That's why you can't feed it to the animal on Shabbos. Omalak, yeah. So the Mora, Heichi Mishkachas Lo, how do we have this that's very hard, how do we have it that's very hard, the Shachas? Vili Zutri, very small sprouts. When they're very small, then even though it's young, still it could be hard. So it's possible to have hard shachas that's not edible for the animal. Therefore, the Mishnah learned this, where the Mishnah says, according to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to chop up this shachas and cherubim, because then you're making it edible for the animal. We'll soon see the halacha that we hold like Rav Yehuda, that if I care, that's mutter. Toshima, Rav Yehuda mate becherubim. The end of the Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda was mate becherubim ladaka. You're allowed to chop up a boxer to give it to a young animal, to give it to a daka. So it's a diik ladaka in. You can only chop it off to give it to a daka young animal. To a big animal, you can't give it. Now, iyamrit bishleima tanakam mesavar mitrach biuchlo loytachinon. If you're going to tell me pshat from the tanakam of the rabbonin, it's like Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat that if you have an oichel already, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself with the oichel. Since the animal can eat it the way it is, you have no heta to be matriach. It's called a tircha shlel tzarech. Don't work too hard on Shabbos. Mashenkein shavya meshavinen. But in the case where the food is not edible yet, so as though the behemoth will have tsari, can't eat, then you're allowed to meshav, you're allowed to do something to the food to make it edible. Of the zoy, that's pshat the Mishnah. Haino the kom Rav Yehuda. This is what Rav Yehuda said back to the Tanna Kamma. Ha charuvim ledaka nami shavya ochluhu. You should know charuvim, this boxer, you should know if you chop it up for young animals, it's also called Yibi Mishav Yuchla. Now, since they're young animals, they can't eat this boxer yet. So what are you doing? Yibi Mishav Yuchla, that's why it's mutter. Then it'll be good with what Yehuda is saying. If Yehuda is telling the Tanna Kamma, you should know, for Behema Daka, Charuvim is not edible. So that's why I'm not even to chop up Charuvim for young animals. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, Tanna Kamma is sofer, Tanna Kamma holds like Rav Huna, that what shav yuchla le mishavinen, that Rav Huna shita is, you're not allowed to make an oichel. Something that's not edible the way it is, you can't do something to the food to make the food edible for the animal. But mitrach biyuchla mitrachinon, but if it's edible already, then you start want to spread out the food to make it more appetizing for the animal, that's mutter. If that's pshat in the Tanna Kamma, according to Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to chop up charuvim ladaka. Now obviously we're talking about now charuvim, that's soft. Because if it's hard charuvim, it's not an oichel, it's also to make an oichel. So what's mutter? Only if it's edible anyway, you're allowed to chop it up to make it more easy for the animal to eat. So that's pshat in Rav Yehuda. What does he say? Only for behemah daka it's mutter. For the Gemara kol shchein legasa, avatim should be mutter to chop up the charuvim for a gasa. Because a behemah gasa can eat the charuvim the way they are. It's called an oichel for him. So what are you chopping it up for? Just to make it more pleasant for him to eat it. So according to Rav Huna, you're allowed to be matriach yourself to make food more pleasant for the animal. So Rav Yehuda holds, you're allowed to chop up charuvim because it's just cool. You're making the food more edible. So why only for a daka, for a young one? His koshchen legas, avad if the behemah is a bigger behemah, avad it should be mutter. And for the Gemara, mi savrit do you say? Daka. Daka mamish, that if Yehuda mean mamish, daka means a young animal, and then you have the svara. If it's called an oichel, if a young animal could eat it. So avad and avad, it's called a food for a big one also, it should be mutter. So the Gemara name, my daka gasa, teyef hakert. What does daka mean? It means a big animal. Enoch nami. For small animals, you can't chop off the cheruvim. Because talking about hard cheruvim, it's not edible for the young animals. So since it's not edible, it's not called an oichel, it's also to chop it up, you can't make an oichel on Shabbos.
No, what does it you to say ladaka? It means you could chop it up for a big animal, legasa. And a big animal, the pshat is, a big animal could eat the cheruv in the way they are. So since it's edible for the big animal, for him you're allowed to chop it up to make it more pleasant. Because he could eat it anyway. My coral daka, it's mother. Why do you call daka? Daka usually means a thin animal, means a young thing animal. So why do you call a big one daka? And the Gemara, the daiki biokhla, it means for a cat that has good healthy teeth. The daika, baramashi, the daika means koyseses yokon. It chews the food very good. So daki here means like a lush and chopping it up very well. It could chop up, chew up the food very well. And it could chop up the food in its mouth. Therefore, even though you have a hard charuv, a hard boxer, for a behemoth that has good teeth that could chew well, it's called an oichel. So once it's called an oichel, then you're allowed to chop it up just to make it more pleasant for the animal. That's also liba the Rav Huna. That's what Rav Huna learns from our Mishnah. So the Mohammedic Tani Reisha, but since the Reisha says, Bein Daka, Bein Gasa, that's not good territory still. Because in Tanakam it says it's also to chop them up, Bein Daka, Bein Gasa. Is Lechura Mechlad, Rav Yehuda, Daka, Daka Mamish Kamer. Lechura Tzmashman, Rav Yehuda says, so Behema Daka means Bedavka, a small, young animal, but not for a big one. Obazoi Vatamar Bekash, Nechlami, Obazoi Shver, according to Rav Huna, and it's more Mestaif, according to Rav Yehuda. As according to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah is very good. Rav Yehuda holds, if you have food that's edible for the animal, you can't do anything for it. Let the animal eat it the way it is. It's only mutter to be matriach yourself if the behema can't eat it the way it is. If you have to be mishav, you make it into an eichel, mishum tsar balachayim, it's mutter to do it. So then it's very good, Rav Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah. He holds charuvim boxer, he holds ladaka for a young animal, he can't eat this boxer yet. So for him to chop it up, it's not called you're making it pleasant, it's called you're making the food. Therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, it's very good. Why? According to, it's very good in the Mishnah. Why, he's matadavka to a daka, young animal, mashenkin to a bigger animal, since for him it's edible the way it is, so he's not want to chop it up to make it more pleasant, he also can't make, he can't be matriach himself on a meichel. He can only do something to make it into a meichel. That's why it's good. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah says, you can only chop a boxer, ladaka, for a young animal. For a young animal, that's called you making the food into a food. That's mutter. Toshima, come and I'll bring you right. There's the halacha, we have the later, next Mishnah. Mechatchin. Mechatchin, it's the Mishnah later. Mechatchin esadluyin lefnei abheimah.